Yes, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, I just wanted to give you a follow-up with Mary Durr.
Okay.
Because I'm running around today. I'm not behind that. I'm going to see clients, family. So anyway, I got a call from the supervisor of the caseworker Christine and Christine earlier today.
Okay.
So right now they're claiming that they have proof of an account existing, but when it was called National Something Bank, that has now been merged twice and is Truist Bank. They claim they have an account on her previous record. Won't tell me what the month and date is. Now, Truist Bank themselves said there's no record of this, but the county assessor's office claim that they have it, and that's why they must need it. But they said that now what they're going to do is they're going to send a request directly to Truist Bank for this account, because I've let them know Truist Bank said they didn't have it. I actually had the supervisor from Truist Bank, one of them, on the phone for 90 minutes yesterday and got them to call the income case manager and the supervisor. Neither one of them answered because they said at least we can tell them we don't have records. So they're going to send an order to request this account. So that part. The other part is that what they didn't say is the account that she does have, they're saying they're missing statements from it, which is odd because the enrollment broker on January 23rd told me that they could see the statements in there, but they're claiming they're not there. Okay, so Ms. Mary said she's going to get those statements of the account she actually has. The third thing is the 2010 Ford Focus that she has not had possession of in 8 years. It was traded in 2018 for her Hyundai. They're saying that Ms. Mary put on previous applications of this 2010 Ford Focus, and they're saying, well, she needs to get proof of trade-in. She's saying they can go to the dealership. Now, I'm telling them there's a reason that she's applying for home community-based services, because she cannot do these things. If she was that mobile, she wouldn't be applying for the services.
Right.
They're still claiming that she has to show, because of a previous application, they said that's during a look-back period. They said within 5 years she applied for services, with other services, and it had this 2010 car one. So I don't know. Easiest thing probably for you, if you want to work on with her, is the dealership thing. If there's
yeah,
somehow
I can work
could
on
be,
that.
yeah, if you can work with her on that, because I'm not going to
She
have too
knows.
Much time
She
to.
remembers which dealership it was. I mean, we can maybe
I
contact
don't
her.
know. I don't know, because she
I'll
wasn't on the
ask her
phone.
then.
Yeah. Because I'm just not going to have the time, because I'm back out going to clients' homes. Because what you do is exhausting. Enrollment is exhausting, and it's frustrating, especially when you deal with the
Yeah,
county
right.
assessor's office.
But are they're always making such kind of problems, or it's just, because now it's like, okay, I said to give me whatever, so they wouldn't back off.
And if they're still hesitant on that, and that doesn't work, the last thing is you would contact the enrollment broker with Ms. Durr and ask for it to be escalated and ask for a researcher to assist in this process. I mean, in that county, I actually had a lawyer from the enrollment broker that I used to, about a year ago, that I had help with, that she would directly involve herself. She works in Harrisburg, and she worked for the enrollment broker, and she would go against the county assessor's office. But I don't know, I haven't spoken with her in a year, and it might have been specific to this particular case in Montgomery County. But if none of that works, then you want to bring the enrollment broker in, explain everything that's going on, and basically have them serve as the advocate for Ms. Durr at that point to assist in it. But But as of right now, from what they're saying, because Lackawanna County or whatever they are, they're claiming that the reason that they're really doing what's called over-verification, which they shouldn't be doing. But they said they've been cited before for not verifying enough. Whether that's true or not, that's why they're claiming they're being such jerks when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, basically, but the main thing, if you can get assistance, if you can get her that proof of trade-in from the dealership, I mean, and it still puts her under the income limit. No, a 2010 Ford Focus is not worth the tires that it would be on today. So it wouldn't even have any effect on it, but they're just being idiots when it comes to this. So that's what's going on
okay,
now.
So I'll call with Mary to whatever. We'll try to find out who the dealership was, and we'll try to get I'll try to get this verification. And I guess with the bank, you'll be in contact with the county about if they were able to get something from the bank. I mean, if they were, approved giving the fact that the bank doesn't say that it doesn't.
Yeah. Somehow, all of a sudden, the supervisor said they can send something that's requesting it from the bank. Now, all of a sudden, they said they can send some, which is, I'm like, okay. I spoke with the bank for a total of 4 hours in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
And every single time they said, this doesn't exist. So you're asking for proof of an account that doesn't exist. But they said they have, and it's two people on there. It's Mary and Brian. And that's nothing they never said till today. Brian is on the other account. Now, if it's her husband, I think he deceased. They will be asked for something that she doesn't have access to because she's not the account holder. She's the POA or something like that, which if that's true, they still shouldn't be asking for that because he's deceased and the account has nothing to do with her. She doesn't have access to an account that from a bank that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, yeah, her case is all screwed up because of the county's office, but that's the update as of today.
Okay, I'll work on that. Thank you for the update.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I'll talk to you. All right.
Bye-bye.